Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. People living near a now-closed battery recycling plant in Vernon that polluted the area for decades can now get an update this evening on the state's cleanup efforts in the area.
State lawmakers will be holding an oversight hearing on the issue. Nearly 5 years after the Exide Technologies facility was forced to shut down, many local residents are still waiting for the lead contamination around their homes to be addressed. Only about 1,600 of the estimated 10,000 contaminated properties have been cleaned. A State Department of Toxic Substances Control spokesperson says the cleanup plan includes only about 3,200 properties. They're doing about 100 a month. County Supervisor Hilda Solis says the cleanup has been too slow.
I think there's a real interest in trying to get more community engagement and outreach.
County health officials have said it's virtually impossible to quantify the lead exposure suffered by people in the area. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The hearing's set to begin at 6:30 this evening, Resurrection Church in Boyle Heights. The latest fire at that high-rise apartment building in West L.A. has triggered a push to require the older residential towers in the city to install sprinkler systems.
There are more than four dozen high-rises in the city that are not equipped with sprinkler systems, including Barrington Plaza, the site of this week's blaze and another fire back in 2013. While previous efforts by the city to mandate their installation failed, Councilmember Mike Bonin has introduced a new motion to try to make it happen.
And I actually feel pretty confident that we'll get it passed this time. I've got the support of firefighters. I've got the support of the building trades, tenants. I think there's going to be a big coalition behind it.
He had this to say about property owners and developers suggesting that requiring the installation of sprinklers would increase rents and add to the affordable housing crisis.
All the buildings that are going to be covered by this, we're talking about 55 older residential high-rises, all of those would be rent-controlled units. So any costs that get passed on are limited by the city's rent stabilization ordinance.
And because of that, he says he's not as worried about it as he would be otherwise. At L.A. City Hall, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Lakers will honor Kobe Bryant before their game at Staples Center in what will be a highly emotional night for players and fans. It's the team's first game since Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others were killed in Sunday's helicopter crash. There will be a pre-game tribute to Bryant and the others. Fans will be given shirts with either the number 8 or 24 on them, which were Bryant's jersey numbers. L.A. Councilman Joe Buscaino says there will be a public memorial for Bryant.
The issue is location. So I do know Staples Center is too small, but the city family is working with the Bryant family to make sure that this is done right.
There are rows of flowers, candles, signs, jerseys, and other items outside Staples Center and LA Live as people come to pay tribute to Bryant.
The coronavirus now. Local health and political leaders working to tamp down fears of the virus in Southern California's Chinese communities.
With rumors running rampant, LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis held up a flyer, said it's fake. The info on it claiming that at least one person in the city of Carson has coronavirus.
Information that's being circulated telling people that there have been some cases of the virus found there, coronavirus, which is not true.
I urge the public to remain calm.
Assemblymember Ed Chow represents this area with a large Chinese community, acknowledged that there is fear.
There is no cause for panic here in the San Gabriel Valley, as no cases have been confirmed in any of the cities.
And a rep from LA County Health said there's no reason to cancel large outdoor events, but still Alhambra did. The Lunar New Year Festival set for Saturday canceled over concerns connected to coronavirus. In the city of San Gabriel, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Officials in the San Francisco Bay Area say a man has tested positive for the coronavirus, the first case in Northern California. Two cases in LA County and one in Orange County have already been confirmed. The Santa Clara County Health Director says the man was likely exposed to the virus while traveling in Wuhan.
The CDC has issued a 14-day mandatory quarantine order for the roughly 200 passengers who were flown to March Air Reserve Base from Wuhan, China. The passengers arrived on a plane chartered by the State Department Wednesday. They're mostly diplomats and their families. At first, they were expected to spend 72 hours in voluntary isolation. That's now been extended. None of them have shown any symptoms of the virus, but a new report finds the disease can be transferred before symptoms appear.
Jurors now have the case against the former cop accused of shooting and killing a man in Pomona and fleeing to Mexico. Henry Solis was a rookie LAPD officer in March of 2015 when he allegedly shot a man to death outside a nightclub. Solis fled to Mexico and was later captured in Juarez.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.